This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're on Sin 9.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. You're just thinking about the shower and how nice hot showers are. What do you think, gentlemen?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I know that when I'm in the shower, that's when I get the most philosophical. It's when I get all these really good ideas in my head. It's like, I don't know.
It's definitely a good time to relax and to think about what could be going on, and you just get a moment to breathe.
Ponder.
Yeah, to ponder. That's it. And maybe let's recreate that a little bit here in the studio this morning, with some shower sounds here in the studio.
Ah, nice.
Oh, isn't this nice? Got all my shampoos
nice.
Laid out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which one am I going to pick this morning now? Do we have any thoughts spring to mind now?
Grab one. Why are 90% of hand dryers so useless?
They are, aren't they? Dyson or nothing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I have those like paper dispensers that are kind of like electronic. So you put your hand through it and then the paper comes out. I'm just like, why bother? Why can't I just get it from like the roll? This is like a problem you did not need to be solved.
Just make sure you wash behind your ears there, Caleb. Yeah, just make sure you get all the spots, thank you. Just
absolutely.
Do showers, right?
Yeah.
Why is it unacceptable to wear underwear to the beach, but it's totally okay to wear bikinis to the beach?
It is interesting, isn't it? If you have like a separate waistband kind of thing, something that's distinguishable from the rest of your... You have those funky trunks. They're kind of like underwear.
Yeah, funky trunks or budgie smugglers. You know?
Yeah.
Why not?
Is it, on that note, wearing them in the shower? Is that okay? Or is that just a bit strange?
Yeah, we're going to rate it or hate it, underwear in the shower. I'm going to say hate it.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can. It's not acceptable.
I was thinking in the shower the other day, when you're in a restaurant or a bar or something, you might have a drink in your hand, a nice soft drink. When you go to the toilet, when you're a guy, you go in there and normally you're facing the wall, and it's really important that they design it so there's somewhere to put your drink. You need a little shelf just right in front of you. I think that is one of the. I think you should, when you're designing the bathrooms, start from there. Build outwards from there. That should be the base of your design.
It's the most important part. Mm. Yeah.
Mate, did you find turn up the hot water a little bit on that one?
Yeah. There we go. That better?
Perfect.
Yeah, love it.
Feels great.
Why on earth do my farts smell so much more potent when I'm in the shower?
Oh, dude, you tell me. Jeez. Oh.
I mean, I'm asking for a friend, obviously, who told me that this happens to them.
I mean, Dr. Carl's the person that we need to answer those kind of questions.
It's like a little hot oven in there, isn't it?
Hey, if anyone knows the answer to that, please hit us up, because I've actually been thinking about that for a long time.
Yeah, we should have put the fan on, boys, because now the windows are fogged up, and I can't even get out. I don't know how we're going to get out.
It turns into a bit of a sauna in the shower.
Yeah, it's a sauna now.
Sometimes I think a little bit too deep about things. Sometimes I think, you know, where am I going with my life? And what am I doing? And I think, it's all right. Just need to lather up and scrub away all the problems. And
just put some shampoo on.
Yeah, there we go.
You could, if you're at the sauna, you can ask the other person who's topless. Ask him, what do you reckon? What should I do with my life, sir?
All right. Well, that was nice. That was therapeutic. We thought about some stuff. We expanded our minds. And let's go to a song now.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.